Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Earl Caldwell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierrett takes first base on ball four. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Philly scores. Sierra moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Sierra moves to third. Wright moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields the ball and throws home. Robinson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Robinson. Judnick scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino strikes out. 1 out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sierra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ciaret. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards scores. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Pat Ciaret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciaret is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ciaret is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Rotblat now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. One out. It's 9-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rotblat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotblat strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Philly takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Philly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Philly. Mitchell moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a line drive towards left. Sierra catches it and throws to first to double up Gordon. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Marv Rotblat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.